Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Greg Dyatt. New South Wales has detected 65 new coronavirus cases. Greater Sydney is under stay-at-home orders until July 30. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says 28 people visited several locations while infectious.
Regrettably, a number of people who were infectious in the community were because they went to pharmacists while they had symptoms to get medical attention. They went to GP clinics. They went to GPs.
Two of Sydney's major hospitals are on alert after a nurse and a patient were diagnosed with coronavirus. On Wednesday, a pregnant woman from the Liverpool Hospital in Sydney's southwest was diagnosed with COVID-19 after having a procedure. And a nurse who worked at Westmead Hospital in the coronavirus ward has also tested positive, but no other cases are linked so far. Queensland has recorded 3 new locally acquired cases and 2 infections in hotel quarantine. The cases include a 12-year-old and his mother after they quarantined in Sydney before flying to Brisbane on July 9. A fully vaccinated woman aged in her 40s who worked at the Brisbane International Airport has also tested positive. Face masks have returned to indoor venues in Victoria in response to a growing number of COVID-19 infections in the state. The rules apply to Victorians aged over 12 years and outdoors where social distancing is not possible. Anti-vaccine protesters have marched on the streets of Paris, with many chanting liberty. Earlier this week, French President Emmanuel Macron announced vaccinations will be mandatory for healthcare workers from September 15th. The government is also introducing special COVID-19 passes for anyone who wants to visit restaurants, shopping centres or hospitals. Protester Kathy is opposing the pass, which require proof of vaccination, a negative test result or recovery from the virus.
I am absolutely against this health pass because I think it's ridiculous to have to get injected just to have a coffee at an outdoor table, to take the train. I think that's crazy.
The European Union is presenting a proposal to phase out diesel and petrol cars by 2035 in a bid to switch to zero-emission electric vehicles. Its new legislation aims to meet the pledge of cutting gas emissions, which cause global warming, by 55%. Over this decade. In the AFL, Sydney and Greater Western Sydney are relocating to Queensland over coronavirus concerns in Victoria. Both clubs have been based in Victoria since June 22nd because of the coronavirus outbreak and lockdown in New South Wales. The teams were due to play in Ballarat on Saturday, but that game is likely to be moved to Brisbane instead. I'm Greg Dyatt, and this is SBS News in Easy English.